Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for February 25th, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond, and I want to talk to you about the power of humility. Satan whispers to us that humility is for wimps. Why be a weakling pushover, he says to our minds. It's much better to be the one pushing. Now, Jesus declares that humility is for winners. Your strength is not your own, His Holy Spirit tells us. Submit to me, and I'll do the pushing for you in the struggle of life. You know, I wish that I had always shown humility in my life. Perhaps you have the same regret. It's not easy sometimes to choose humility when we're facing insults from others, or when circumstances brought our pride to grab the microphone and shout, "Hey, what about me? I'm special too, you know." It might not be easy, but it is essential, especially when the well-being of others is at stake. If an episode of your job is shoving you toward the choice between pride and humility, you know which choice will far more likely have negative consequences for your family's financial picture. Or if an embarrassing episode of your church leaves you emotionally twisting between getting even or getting on your knees in prayer, you know which choice will build the congregation's unity and your testimony rather than erode them. Yes, it's true that humility is contrary to our human nature. But as we become more like Christ, humility becomes more of our daily behavior. I was reminded of these truths about humility while reading this morning about the Syrophoenician mother described in Mark 7, 24-30. You know this story? The Gentile mother has a demon-possessed daughter and has found no remedy among the religious leaders in her region. She hears that a miracle worker named Jesus is in town and believes it is her only shot to get the help her daughter needs in order to have a normal life. The mother finds Jesus at a house in the city of Tyre and throws herself at his feet, begging Jesus to drive the demon from her daughter. Now that by itself was an overtly humbling act, particularly in view of the fact that most Jewish males looked upon Gentile women as third-class citizens. But her humility was shown even more clearly when Jesus tested her commitment to her daughter. "It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs," he said regarding taking his attention from speaking to Jews in order to help a Gentile. That's when her humility, flying in the face of all the whispered lies of Satan, showed the depth of her character and the depth of her love for her daughter. "Yes, Lord," she replied, "but even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." The mother's humility, her choice of meekness for the sake of the greater good, allowed her to tap into a power that was infinitely greater than she could have had through pride. Jesus, impressed by her faith in him and her love for her daughter, told her to go home and find that her daughter had been healed. Wow. The power of humility is undeniable, my friend. For through that humility, we access the power of God. Through pride, however, we have only our own blindly inflated power. I've learned through life which power supply serves my best interests and those of my loved ones. Please learn from the humble mom of Mark 7:24-30. Your life will be filled with more of God's power as you do. As always, I love you, Martin.